头卡我鞋上了，我实在是无语。
Kella, Kella, no problem.
My name is Jia Yi, and 22 this year. When I come here to do my interview, they ask me whether I can do gold screen. So it's like, Then they go train me. It's like go special technique. Try to say, then connect with The most difficult part in the training, I think, is to familiarize with the route in the escape room. Because you need to know where the player's next location. You have to appear in the location that the players will never expect. Very important one, the green light. So this one helped me to walk in the dark. Even though I got play for 2 years, sometimes I still have to use my hand to touch. So I love the green light, my best friend in escape room.
So we are not like other escape room in Singapore. We are more like an interactive theater. So we do have actors inside to bring you go through the storyline. 最大的挑战我觉得一是人员的方面，因为我们一个好的 NPC 去训练他需要训练蛮久的，会比较难招一点，因为第一是我们是恐怖的，有一些女生会比较怕，那其实就没有办法。其次是 NPC 的训练也会有一点点辛苦，所以有一些人可能刚刚开始呀，或者训练一天两天他们就放弃了。基本上大家要对台词比较熟悉，然后要有自己的一个音色，就是其实是不是用自己的声音去讲台词的，是要用角色的声音去讲台词。还有两个鬼的角色呢，他就需要去学习鬼叫，因为他有一两个 Q 是需要吓客人的，或者是把客人通过吓的方式让他们去到他们应该去的地方。
So one time I remember there's a girl, she feel very scared. So I opened the door and scared her. Then the girl just fall on the floor and cry. We feel so sorry, but we cannot out of the character. We have to continue our performance. There's one time I almost face to face meet the players. That one is like cannot happen in the escape room. So I quickly walk away and tell there's a control room person and I can tell him to control the players.
这个机关呢，其实它里面是有一根推的柱子，所以它其实是这样这样这样这样，花了蛮久嘞，做这个房间大概用了2个周左右。密室的装修会比其他普通的装修更复杂一些，然后我们里面的机关有200多个，之前还没有装的时候一进去，哇，天花板上掉很多线出来。还有没有别的要问呢？要不要合照？有很多我没有想象到的事情发生，比如说有玩家在我们的里面求婚啊，然后想办法把他的求婚融入到我们的机关里面，我们当时还特意为他改了一些机关。
So then if you want, you can, I give you this one, you explore what this is. So we actually built an entire elevator inside the game room itself, complete with the vibration effect, the buttons, and all the things that you can imagine.
The Escape Artist is a part of the Lockdown Escape, and we are actually one of the pioneers in the escape industry. So down here, in the outlet, we have 3 different rooms. Definitely doing something brand new is very difficult. So the problem was to convince them to play, and then they give questions like, okay, so what is this thing about? In a brief description, we tell them that, okay, you pay us money, X amount of dollars, okay, we lock you in a room, you solve puzzle, and they escape from the room. And then they give one reply. I pay you money to lock me in your room. Before doing escape room, I was actually in the Air Force.
I've been into corporate education, like training, coaching.
I actually majored in electrical engineering. First job out of graduation was actually in investment banking. I feel when it comes to changing your passion to a career, my philosophy has always been that if my main motivation is purely for money, then it wouldn't really last very long, because most businesses, you don't actually see the money at the beginning stage. It has always been that as long as I am able to create something in which other people can enjoy it, that is more than enough for me. So I am just simply doing what I still enjoy.
Okay, so as you can see, the room has some wooden cabin looking thing. So this is part of the game, because the storyline is actually you are supposed to find this murderer that is hiding inside this wooden cabin.
A good escape room is designed based on the flow theory. It explains the state of mind when you are so immersed in the activity that you are doing that you kind of lose space and time and you are just focused on doing this. A lot of elements from the flow theory we're actually using during the game design. For example, you need to have time pressure, or the challenges need to have a difficulty level which is fitting you so you can progress.
If you have not realized, there are four nice angels and steps, and that is actually giving clues. And we actually spend a lot of time looking around, sourcing online and physical shops all around to look for the angels that give us the clues that we want them to give.
Almost everything that you see inside the game rooms, none of them are off the shelf. Trying to DIY a prop is the one that I hated the most, because it's the most time-consuming. It is kind of like an unlimited window shopping spree in which you can never find the item that you want. Like a magic mirror door that allows people to actually view through, like after a certain spell has been cast. There's simply no such thing like that.
As you can see, I'm locked out in the jail, but I'm the game master, so of course I can get it out easily, but not so for you. Okay, so after this, you actually need to solve various puzzles and you'll end up in this room. And can you guess where is the exit for this room?
Yes, actually, I see patterns in a lot of things. Sometimes I go to a cafe or restaurant and I see something on the wall. I could design a very good puzzle based on that.
So basically, this is our first game room for Lockdown Escape at Marina Square. So it's based on the Harry Potter theme. The whole process when we first came up with the idea until the final form it is right now is nearly 2 years. The fastest it takes to build a game room from scratch is 1 month, but it could easily last 6 months or to even a year. Along the way, the customers actually require much more stimulation. They want a greater immersive experience. So we started to have to do wirings with electronics. And with all these things, it become very unpredictable on how fast we can actually finish it.
So this room, we actually did again create an environment that they actually in a cave, locked up in a cave. So you can see that all these things are done by us as well. For me, actually, I do not have satisfaction if they cannot solve my puzzle. In fact, I have more satisfaction with them solving the puzzle and then coming out of the room and telling us that, oh, this puzzle was pretty good, or this room is good. It's only good if the players enjoyed it.
So this is actually one of the doors for our game room. So when the door arrived, we were kind of shocked to see that actually the words over here were spelled wrongly. So then the vendor did ask me whether could I change this into a puzzle itself.
I think none of us would be here if we did not innovate it, we did not design our own games.
Of course, it is time consuming and takes a lot of effort and our time and even money. But along developing the rooms, we also build expertise. Through this, we actually learn a lot about the game developing portion, and which is why, unlike many other escape room companies out there, they cannot customize off-site games or cannot customize other projects because they do not develop the games on their own. So they lack that kind of expertise or experience, unlike us.